With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Carifta athletes returned home on Wednesday after an action-packed weekend of competition in Trinidad. The swim team closed out the 38th Carifta Aquatic Championships in style, showcasing resilience and skill in the distance events. Leading the charge was Lev Fahy, who emerged as Cayman's top medalist and high point winner in the 13 to 14 boys age group. Fahy secured an impressive 12 medals, 6 gold, including 1 in open water, along with 3 silver and 3 bronze.
I think I performed very well. I've been training very hard this past year for this special moment. I performed pretty well. I got 12 medals overall. Yeah, last year I only got 1, but this year I got 12.
Look at that. What is the difference, you think, between last year and this year?
Well, this year I moved to boarding school, and I mostly focused on this specific swim meet, so the build-up to that was very good.
Awesome. So what was your favorite meet of all?
Oh, my favorite event was probably the backstrokes. I got gold in all the backstrokes, 50, 100, and 200-meter backstroke.
Nice. How did you view Trinidad and Tobago? Did you like it?
Oh, I really liked it. The pool was very nice. I found it very fast and very nice.
What makes the pool fast?
Just, I think, the facility itself. Like, it's very clean, it's very nice. The pool is good temperature, and it's just a very clean pool.
Despite her strong performance, Sierra Broadbelt reflected on the increased challenge of competing in the higher 15 to 17 age group category, calling this year's event one of her toughest yet.
My performance this year, I think it was definitely more of a tough year when it comes to competition. I came away with 5 individual medals, and in the past years I've come away with more, but obviously 15-17 is one of the harder age groups.
I was going to ask that. What makes this year tougher, you think?
It's just people getting quicker, and everyone's getting, and it's going against like older people, and sometimes it can be new people coming in from different countries and things like that. More experienced athletes that have quicker times.
So this must have been an eye-opener for you this year, having less medals than previous years. What did you take away from this experience?
I'd say, like, I know which events that I'm strong in, and I know which ones that, not to, like, blow my own horn, but I know which ones that people cannot beat me in, but there's definitely other ones I can develop more on to rank higher and get more medals.
Yeah. Okay, and what did you think of the whole Trinidad experience?
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, everything, the music, the opening ceremony, just the crowd, the Trinidad crowd was incredible.
Meanwhile, team captain Dominic Hilton wrapped up his final Carifta with a demanding event load, pushing through a packed schedule to close his chapter on the competition.
It started off really great. First night, I got 2 golds back-to-back within 30 minutes. I had events like right next to each other. There was only 5 heats of 200 breaststroke between the 1500 freestyle and the men's 15 to 17 200 breaststroke. And I mean, I started off the meet with a great performance, and it really carried me through the next 4 days, basically. So I'm extremely pleased with the team. Everybody put in their great efforts. We finished 4th overall, which is great for us. These last couple of years of Carifta, we've been consistently placing in the top 4, and I think that will continue on an upwards trajectory. I'm very sad for being my last year at Carifta. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll host it here, especially if it's an Olympic qualifier. We'll get the over 18s, the chance to swim.
Right? Right.
Exactly,
pool,
exactly. I mean, 2028 is a reasonable timeline. I think the pool for that time would be amazing, and Cayman hosting swimming Carifta would be amazing. Got the best open water in the Caribbean.
Exactly. So. And you were the captain of the team, right? What was that like, that experience like? Did you face any challenges, or would you like to credit anyone?
I'd like to credit my fellow senior swimmers, honestly. It's a difficult job. There's a lot of people to manage. There's a lot of things that kind of go awry on a daily basis. People need advice. People need consoling sometimes if a race goes bad. Organization of what you're wearing every day and team kid and things like that.
Yeah.
So my fellow, senior swimmers really helped me out there. And of course, my co-captain, Sierra. So yeah, it was a great experience, especially for my last year.
Overall, Cayman swimmers placed 4th, bringing home a total of 34 medals, 14 gold, 11 silver, and 9 bronze, including a gold and silver in open water swimming. On the athletic side, Cayman also made its mark, picking up 3 medals. Gabriella Linton struck gold in shot put, Delora Johnson secured bronze in the long jump, and Kalia Hay claimed gold in discus.
I feel like I could have done better, but I worked hard over these past months, and I listened to my coach and I tried my best.
And you got gold, and you think you could have done better?
I was looking forward to breaking the under 17 discus girls record, but I know that I can do it with training this year. I know I can do it next year.
Hi, I'm Delora Johnson. I feel like I could have done better. as it wasn't my personal best, but I give it the best of my ability, and I came home with a bronze medal.
What do you think, or is there anything that you saw that you could have done differently to get an even better outcome, you think?
Not from what I can think of.
Nothing you could think of at the moment. Okay, no problem. What about your visit to Trinidad? How was that?
It was actually really good. Yeah. It was much better than last year.
Gabriella Linton.
All right, Miss Linton, congratulations. You did a fantastic job, our first medalist at the CARIFTA Games 2025. How do you feel about your performance?
I feel great. I PB'd by a lot, so I'm really proud of myself for that.
What kind of preparation went into this, leading up to this event?
Lots of work, sacrifice, staying back late nights after school.
How did you feel overall? You set the tone for the rest of the team, the CARIFTA track and field team. How did you feel overall about that, leading the charge?
It felt amazing. It made me feel good that others were able to look up to me, despite it being my first time.
Yeah. And that's incredible too. Says a lot about the work that you've done, would you say?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about your other teammates that got medals as well?
They did pretty amazing. I'm happy for them for achieving something.
Cayman's young athletes continue to prove their strength on the regional stage, delivering standout performances in both the pool and on the track. In other local sports, Cayman is through to the semifinals of the North America T20 Cricket Cup after a commanding victory over the Bahamas today. Batting first, Cayman put up a solid 175 for the loss of just 2 wickets in their 20 overs. In response, Bahamas managed 96 for 5 wickets, unable to chase down the target. Cayman captain Conroy Wright says securing a win always lifts team morale, adding that it's a great energy boost heading into the next round.
Well, a win is always good for the team. You know, the guys are kind of excited about winning the game and moving forward to the semifinal on Saturday. So we've been playing Bahamas over the years. Nevertheless, you know, we always beat them. But our aim is not to beat Bahamas, it's to compete with the teams that always beat us, which is Canada, US, and Bermuda. So nevertheless, we're playing, coming up against one of them Saturday. So great win. You know, the guys are positive and look forward to play on Saturday.
After a strong performance, of course, against Bahamas, what adjustments, if any, do you guys plan to make going into this semifinal?
Well, the good thing about it, the team that will be playing in the semifinal is a team that we play already. And I guess we'd have to go to the drawing board and see where are their strengths and where are their weakness and try to focus more on their weakness and see if we can put up a better fight coming in on Saturday.
Awesome. Cayman squad has been showing great synergy throughout. Can you share a moment from the tournament that really showcased the team's unity and fighting spirit, so to speak?
Well, I think we have a good bunch of group of guys. You know, our feeling and bowling has been exceptional, and I just need we to keep it up. You know, the guys, some of the guys have a bit of energy, and they motivate each other, so that's good for the team. So we just need to work on the batting more. And as I said, Saturday we are looking forward on playing one of these guys, and then hopefully we can get a win Saturday, and that will really, really boost the guys them and make them feel like, say, okay, yes, we can compete against each Canada or US, even though they are a professional team.
The stage is set. Cayman Islands will take on Canada this Saturday at 10 a.m. in the first semi-final showdown of the North American T20 Cricket Cup. Canada secured their spot after a hard-fought victory over the USA, posting 184 for 7 in their 20 overs. USA, in reply, came close but fell short, managing 167 for 8, giving Canada the win by 17 runs. Now, Cayman gears up for a high-stakes battle against the Canadians with a spot in the finals on the line. Bermuda, however, will face USA in the second semi-final matchup on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And at just 21, Justin Hastings made history with his Masters debut earlier this month. Now he's set to compete in 2 more elite tournaments, the U.S. Open at Oakmont and the Open Championship in Royal Portrush. But what mentorship has the Cayman Golf Association provided to help prepare him for these major events?
I would say at this point, it's almost like Justin has kind of flown the nest. He's sort of beyond what SEGA can sort of provide to a degree. You know, financially now, now. He has sponsors. He has a coach in Cayman. He has a coach in the US. Personally, as president of SEGA, I do try and stay in touch with him as much as possible, particularly around big events, you know, with positive messages, positive reinforcement, you know, also reminding him to enjoy the journey and experiences as much as anything else. Additionally, I ensure to remind him how proud he is making all of us in Cayman of his accomplishments, and also of how he carries himself. He's a credit to Cayman and Cayman Golf, and should he ever need anything from SEGA, any kind of support, we are always ready to support where we can.
Cayman Golf President Dan Fortune there. Hastings, a standout at San Diego State, has already built an impressive resume. Now with Cayman Golf backing his journey, he's ready to make his mark on golf's biggest stages. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.